It's February, the month of love.
And we invite you to listen to the next 50 diabetic-friendly love minutes, which are about to start on VOB 92.9 FM, being sponsored by the Barbados Diabetes Foundation.
I would love to hear what's happening in today's show.
Change your habits, change your life.
How to change bad habits into good habits and become healthy.
I would love to hear that.
I told you it was a love show.
My name is Melissa Bisson.
Hear what Nurse Bisson has to say about your feet. What about Dietitian Victoria Cross? What is she doing today?
And today we are chatting with one of our success stories.
Listen to this success story from a woman who says she was a sweet mouth and how going to Dietitian Victoria changed her life. Are you a sweet mouth? You love eating a lot of sweet things? Well, make sure you listen to the next 15 healthy love minutes that you hear on VOB, all with the compliments of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, and the bank that loves to help make your financial dreams a reality. Republic Bank.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you, Republic Bank.
If you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you need diabetic services, but you need to make your dollar stretch, stretch no further than the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. For vascular, podiatry and diabetic eye screening services or consultations with diabetes doctors and nurses, call 417-0305 today. The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael. They can save your life and save you money. But members get 10% off.
A happy Saturday love morning to everyone who is tuned in. This is Peter Boyce here. And if you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, the number one person you should be looking to love this Valentine's month is yourself by visiting the Maria Holder Diabetes Center in Warren, St. Michael. Take care of yourself by getting your eye screen for diabetic retinopathy. You're supposed to do that every year. And if you haven't done it yet, do it for Valentine's, or get a vascular screening to check out that you don't have any bad circulation, because you want to be circulating and alive for Valentine's. So you need to keep yourself healthy. And you will hear about even more services inside of this segment. But right now, we want to talk about your habits. Do you have any unhealthy habits that want changing? Listen to this short word from Ingrid Bradford of the Maria Holder Diabetes Center to motivate you.
Change your habits, change your life. Welcome to my habit forming series, where I share the routines that have helped me maintain optimal health in the long term. Because in 2025, I want to feel like that girl. The first habit I formed is walking 10K steps a day. This is so important, not only for physical health, but your mental health as well. Walking 10K steps has helped me to maintain a healthy weight and keeps my mind clear. The next habit boosted my water intake. I stay hydrated by using my 40-ounce cup and filling it 4 times a day. Once before work, twice during my work day, once when I get home in the evening. Here's to building better habits and becoming the best version of ourselves this year. Cheers!
Thank you, Ingrid! I hope you all heard Ingrid with her healthy habits, right? Motivating all of us to do better. Listening to this show every Saturday is another healthy habit that you should keep doing too, you know. Remember, you can check the Diabetes Foundation Facebook and Instagram page to get even more tips from Ingrid and also see other health tips, including tips from dietitian Victoria Cox. You hear me talk about Victoria Cox and all of her healthy eating tips, and I know there got some people out there that's been skeptical and saying,
I don't know, I just hear about all these health tips, but do they really work?
Let us put it to the test. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Victoria Cox. I'm the registered dietitian here at the Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
Hi, Victoria!
And today we are chatting with one of our success stories, Gail Hoyt, who is also a member of staff here at the Diabetes Center. And Gail and I met up and chatted, I think it was back in June, mm-hmm. after Gail was diagnosed with prediabetes, and you have a family history of diabetes, right? And she's done a wonderful job making some healthy lifestyle changes. So it's really exciting to have a success story here in-house. So I'll turn over to Gail. You can let me know, you know, what were some of the changes that you made and how this process was for you.
Hi, I'm Gail. And for me, it was a made up mind, because after hearing that I was, you know, pre-diabetes, then I had high cholesterol and high blood pressure. It was that I had to make a change in life. So it starts with a mindset. So I visited the dietitian, the lovely dietitian. When I thought, I was afraid at first to come to the dietitian, because we know how the dietitian is. She would tell us, oh, we have to buy this, you know, we have to stop eating this and stop drinking that. But when I came to the dietitian, I was most surprised, because this dietitian, she really worked with me, and I'm saying she's very excellent, because it was just a change of diet and what I was using. I told her what I was using, and she would say to me, well, Gail, no, you gotta cut out the cheese, the macaroni pie, but you can institute this. So we went down that road, and it was really great. I had a real good time with Victoria, the dietitian. But I said to her that my main focus, though, was drinking. I liked a lot of drinking more than eating. So it really worked, because it was given then a nice, two nice drinks. I must say, Weight Rose, but the Weight Rose blackcurrant drink, it's a concentrate where you would just add water. It has no sugar, and it was nice. I really enjoyed that. And it is cheap. I must say that, because you know, sometimes we think that everything to change diet, it has to be expensive. I had to eat a lot more fruits and vegetables, made it easy as well. And then I said, well, you know, snacking then, to have a nice snack, she introduced me to this nice popcorn. And when I got over to the supermarket, it was on sale, 3 for the price of like 1. So, you know, and this popcorn, I just love this popcorn and nuts. And for me, it was a mindset to do it, because it was my life, you know, after a certain age, you get a certain age, you have to change your diet, because I'm a sweet mouth. All the macaroni pie, all of the sauce, you know, that is me. I won't lie. It was a real, you know, it could say hard, but you had to make up your mind. And it was at 165 pounds when it came. And now I am pleased to say I am in my range, 147 pounds, and feeling great, and I look great. I must say that. So I want to thank Victoria from the bottom of my heart. I feel so good. I feel much younger. I used to have foot problems with swelling of my feet, and they get nothing, so no more. So
kudos to Gail for the hard work then. Yeah, she put in, your mindset was great from the beginning. And I think what was key, as you said, is we had a lot of alternative products. So instead of this, try this. Yes. This is how we can tweak that. And you jumped on it. And from the next day, Gail was on it. And yeah, that is our amazing success story. Yes. So cheers to Gail.
Thank you.
Yes. Congratulations to Gail. Let's all give Gail a clap. See what I tell you? That could be you. Why are you not making a call to the Maria Hola Diabetes Center or like now to make an appointment and get your own personalized meal plan from dietitian Victoria Cox? The number to call, 417-0305, for a new you in 2025. And that could be a new you stepping out in 2025, looking all curvy with all the men checking you out. Unless you're a man, in which case the women will be checking you out and looking good on the outside, and you're healthy on the inside, just like our song of the day. This is Diana Ross, and I am coming out. Compliments, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bank.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
And I just have to live, and I wanna give. I'm completely free.
Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
My name is Melissa Bisoon, and I've been a registered nurse since 2004, and I've been at the Diabetes Foundation since 2018, early 2018, March or so. A very nice experience. We do, as nurses, we do podiatry, and we do the medical side of it to the extent where, like, that's blood pressures, taking your HbA1c, which is also a diagnosis upgraded to diagnosing with diabetes as well, and stuff like that. I really concentrate a lot on podiatry while here, have been here. Dr. Brathwaite did invest in me alongside the podiatrist.
How important is podiatry to diabetics?
Absolutely important. Basically, it's saving feet. And with saving feet, you need to get it, you see that golden era? That's that golden space. So if I can get you to assess your feet, I don't need to wait on a cut or a bruise. I need to put in my education with you individually as a diabetic. So then when you start with education and home therapy and then get into the nearest hospital setting as soon as possible, you start there saving feet from that moment right forward. Yeah, it's very important. Very, very important.
What exactly is the golden moment?
The golden moment is when you get it as soon as possible. Oh, I home and I say, well, I can wait 3 days to see what happened. You're escalating your, I would say, damage, putting yourself out there. Don't want to go so far as to say an amputation, but you're making the ulcer or whatever worse. You feel you can get better, but that don't mean anything because you're a diabetic. Your healing process is different. We don't know if you had a tetanus injection. We don't know the severity of your controlled or uncontrolled diabetes. So we need to get everything done as soon as possible. So that's why we tell patients, as soon as anything happens, just come to the nearest hospital, center, wherever, GP, public care. We have public care in Barbados. So Winston Scott, we have the tertiary institution, QEH, the Diabetes Foundation. Come on, don't waste no time.
In 2025, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren St. Michael, with their diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, and podiatry services, offers a standard of diabetic services that equals or surpasses any you might receive internationally at a price that everyone can afford. So if you are a diabetic or pre-diabetic and listening to VOB right now, call and make an appointment to get your eye screened for diabetic retinopathy by calling 243-3937. Or if you are having vascular or circulation issues or need to see a podiatrist or nutritionist, call 417-0305. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center. Until next time,
reach for that extra glass of water. That is the smallest thing that you can do to make the biggest impact on your health.
Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality.